I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the flag salute? May we have the roll call? We just wanted to do it twice.
I know.
I already did it once today, yeah.
Councilmember Deedy?
Oh, she's been excused.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
May I have the floor? Thank you. I move to adopt the council-approved agenda per council rules of procedure. Do I have a second?
I'll second you, Pat.
Copies of the agenda are available. The changes from the posted agenda are two sets of corrected meeting minutes have been added for council consideration. Committee assignments are shown. The consent agenda is moved to the end per council rule 3.12.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. So the first item on the agenda is public comments. Persons wishing to speak to the council, please come to the podium and state your name and city, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Leslie?
Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. And I just wanted to make a couple of comments that it's been great the last few days seeing that the power lines have come down and that the work is going on in the roundabout. So pretty soon I'll be able to kind of zip around that roundabout on my way down to Tacoma each day. I also wanted to thank to the J.R. Hayes construction staff for trying to get the neighborhood traffic through in the mornings. There are many times that they wave me through ahead of the stopped traffic as soon as they release us. I was a little disappointed to hear that the work session was being moved, but I'm happy because I can actually attend, and I'm excited to see that we're starting the 2018 budget process. I'm hopeful that the work will go more smoothly than last year. I do recall that there were discussions around the salary schedule in last year's amended budget and heard that the salary schedule hadn't been updated in a few years. Perhaps now would be a good time to look at changes. It sounds like there may not have been a cost of living adjustment in a while. Perhaps we should think about what is good for the welfare of city staff. As we move into the election season, I'm hoping that the council will think about the legacy they would like to leave the city. Do you want to be remembered as a council who thought it was okay to not complete the work on the comprehensive plan because it was already late when you took office? Or do you want to be remembered as the council who cares about the citizens of Black Diamond and worked to improve the city? Thank you.
Pam?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Pam McCain, Black Diamond. I'm also here as the chairman of the Planning Commission. Just wanted to make a public note that the Planning Commission meetings have been canceled for 8 months in a row. I wanted to thank Erica Morgan for forwarding the outline for the comp plan from the MSRC. So I believe, with her forwarding that, that she's at least thinking about the comp plan. I would hope that the other council members could see the value in passing the comp plan. We really do not... We do not look good compared to other cities. I think there's probably only maybe 1 or 2% of all the cities that aren't mature enough or business-like enough to pass to not have a comp plan this late in the game. So hopefully we can make some efforts towards that this evening. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Gary?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of the City Council, Gary Davis, Black Diamond, Washington. Something I think needs to be reminded to everyone, the City Council has the contract authority. The Council has contracted for two attorneys and a Attorney Dan Glenn is here tonight, and he is the proper legal service provider for the city with over 40 years of municipal experience. The council and the public must be able to hear from our properly contracted attorney. If the mayor interferes with Attorney Glenn speaking or ignores his advice, the council is being denied its legal right to have attorney services. Tonight, let's all hear the attorney contracted for by the city council. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Judy Carrier?
Council members. Judy Carrier, Auburn, Washington. We've attended a majority of the Black Diamond City Council meetings over the last 20 months.
Can you speak up a little bit?
I can try, and we'll see how this goes. It has been difficult to attend because of the lack of respect shown certain people attending and specific members of the council. Tonight, I urge the mayor to more carefully ensure that Robert's rules are followed. That includes responding to points of order and especially requiring courtesy. The comments by council members Edelman and Didi over the last year and a half frequently lack courtesy. The other three council members are almost always courteous and very patient, probably too patient, in their tolerance. Additionally, all the council wants is to be respected as an equal and separate branch of government. State law says that the council is the governing body of the city. It has the authority to conduct its business according to its own rules. It has the authority to change and approve the budget, and it has the authority to approve contracts. The mayor could save the city trouble and expense by simply cooperatively agreeing to these things like every other mayor in our state does. As I understand it, the council is asking only for things that mayors should do: implement the laws and policies that the council adopts, stay within her contracting right limits, stay within the council's adopted budget, conduct council meetings in accordance with the council's rules, and publicly notice council-approved agendas and meeting notices. I urge the mayor to immediately begin doing these things tonight, and thank you all.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. The next item on the agenda is a resolution amending public defender contract with O'Brien and Barton and Hopkins. And the reason that I brought this forward is that our contract has expired and we are going to be having longer court sessions. And so we had to revise the contract so that he would be available to do the longer court sessions. So they'll be doing afternoon sessions at least once a month. And so is there any questions? Anybody have any questions? Council Member Morgan.
Hi. Mayor Benson, thank you. This resolution was in the GovOps committee. I've had a chance to have our attorney, Mr. Glenn, look it over. I've looked it over. I've been appreciative of the fact that I had this extra 2 weeks to look it over, and I personally am recommending that we pass this measure.
Councilmember Pepper?
I like that they, to add the verbiage to paragraph 6 with regard to the end of the contract, December 31st, 2019. About compensation.
Where are you saying to add that?
Where is that?
We're on item 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, in the contract, in section 6 under compensation, on the City Council Agenda Bill, Section 4, add verbiage extending agreement through December 31st, 2019, in accordance with the compensation summarized in paragraph 6, compensation.
Yeah, it already says.
Well, it already says in the contract with the period.
She likes
that it has an end point.
That it has what?
That it ends December 31st, 2019.
But it already says that in the contract. It already says that in the contract.
So it's already been amended?
Mayor.
Councilmember Weber.
I think what Councilmember Pepper is trying to say is it's already noted in the contract. So I think she's saying that she appreciates the fact that it's a contract with an ending date, not an open-ended contract. Yes?
Right. And Mayor, where that verbiage is under Exhibit A at the end of paragraph 4, the term of this agreement is extended to December 31st, 2019. So it's from January 2018 to December 31st, 2019. That's a two years, right?
Because in the, it says shall commence on January 1st, 2014. So they've amended in the beginning.
This is amended. On item number 4 on page 2, it's been amended to extend it to 2019.
Exactly.
Okay. Councilmember Edelman.
So based on that, I move to adopt a resolution extending and amending the contract for public defense services with O'Brien, Barton, and Hopkins, PLLP.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we have added the minutes of May 5th. Councilmember Morgan.
Hi. One sec here. So I have been reviewing the minutes in our record. The first thing that I noticed is corrected minutes are not accompanied with the proper council-approved agenda for that particular meeting. And I would like to ask Attorney Glenn to please address this issue. Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Is that a motion?
Yes, that's a motion.
Could you repeat it because I didn't start to use it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I noticed that corrected minutes are not accompanied with the proper council-approved agenda for that particular meeting. Could I ask Attorney Glenn to address this issue, please?
But you need to make a motion.
And I move, so move. And I was seconded by Mr. Weber.
I hate to be confusing, but I thought I was waiting for your motion. So I didn't start typing again. I apologize for that. So you move.
I move to have Attorney Glenn address the issue of the corrected minutes that are not accompanied with a proper council-approved agenda for that particular meeting.
And I'll say
which meeting are you talking?
Any of the meetings that have had approved agendas.
Is there any further discussion?
We're going to have Mr. Glenn.
You made a motion. We have a motion and a second. Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. As the council and the mayor are well aware, minutes are important.
You need to speak into the microphone.
For everyone. There are public records. They need to be maintained and corrected if there are errors. In this case, Councilmember Morgan has requested certain changes. But I'm suggesting and think it's important that the agendas are made clear. Now, Councilmember Morgan, am I dealing with the question you wish me to?
Yes, that's it.
And in terms of correcting them, it's a discretion of the council to correct the matters. The existing ones, the original ones, should be maintained because they are public records. They should not be destroyed simply because they are corrected.
So just to clarify, you're saying the amended agendas that are voted on at the council meeting should be included when the as part of the minutes when it's posted?
Those should be kept as the record included.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilmember Morgan?
So, and I'm thinking that the place that the agenda should come in the minutes, it's my thought that the place that the approved agenda should come in the minutes is right before the record of the vote on the approved agenda, the council approved agenda.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'll make that as a motion if you like. Mm-hmm. So yes, I will. I move that in the minutes that the council approved agenda appear in the minutes right before the record of the vote on approving the agenda.
Second.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I have a question for you, Mayor, and for the city clerk. I don't understand if Erica, you're just talking about like this agenda that you guys presented to us tonight, that you want this included with the meeting minutes in the meeting minute
package.
File record, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so of the minutes. Okay, let me finish my statement, please. Mm-hmm. So my question to you, Mayor, and the city clerk, because it's going to fall on her, is this a major problem for you to include it? I mean, to go back for 21 months and have to do it is going to take a lot of work that you don't have time to do right now. Can't you just make it from this day forward?
I don't know what her motion meant.
She basically wants their version of the agenda that they approve at the beginning of the meeting to be included in the meeting minutes.
So copy.
Mm-hmm. So
at the beginning.
Instead of, I think what you mean is at the beginning, when we get a packet, we get the city-generated agenda. So then when you do the meeting minutes, we're following this amended agenda. And they just would like this included in the meeting minutes as the agenda that was followed.
Which the minutes
is that what you wanted, Councilmember Morgan?
That is what I think would be proper. I think that somewhere, and I have been thinking about this, the draft agenda that appears on the page
on the website.
Is what has been noticed to the public. I think that draft agenda probably needs to stay there to comply with the open public meetings. However, since the agenda that was followed at the meeting was presented at the meeting and was voted on, I feel that it is important for that agenda page to be at the beginning of the minutes so that people who go back and want to find something on the recording have a basis upon which to look for what they're looking for.
Mayor, may I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Maybe to ease Brenda's administrative burdens, would the council accept just attaching a PDF copy of the agenda to the minutes that gets posted rather than having Brenda go back and recreate the agenda and insert it line by line into the pre-existing minutes? Would that be easier for you, Brenda, if you were just tacking it on to the end as opposed to?
It could be even the front page.
The front page, whatever. That way,
the front page is good.
It would be reflected in what was preserved and attached to the minutes, but you wouldn't have to go back and re-manipulate 21 months worth of minutes to put it in. Okay.
So did you want to amend your motion to say they'd just be attached to the front of the minutes?
That will be just fine with me. I'll amend my motion.
Do I have to say I'll amend my motion?
I'll amend my motion to attach the council approved agenda from the meeting into the minutes at the beginning of the minutes.
And we have a second.
You second.
Second. I second the first one. Yeah. Second this one.
So is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So now we have
Mayor?
The minutes for the August 17th meeting.
All right.
Councilmember Pepper?
Did we pass the minutes for May 5th already?
No, we haven't done it
Oh.
yet.
Okay.
Oh, we just changed the format. Well, can somebody make a motion?
For a motion for the... For
revised?
August?
No,
for May 5th?
We're doing May 5th.
All right. For May 5th, I have something else I need to...
Councilmember Morgan.
Thank you. I just wanted to get this, I sort of alluded to this, but I just wanted to be sure that this was in the record from this meeting. So I had a second question when I was reviewing these minutes, and my second question was that there are multiple minutes posted on our website, and I was wondering if I could, I will move that I could have, may I have Attorney Glenn address that issue?
If that's a motion, I would second it. Okay.
We don't
All those
make
in
motions
favor?
Here.
Aye.
We don't follow Robert's rules.
Please
be quiet.
Point of order.
Councilmember Weber.
Can we take the vote on that, please?
Yes. All those in favor? Oh, that was a motion that Mr. Glenn come up and address why there are two copies of minutes on the website.
We could be clear, just to help me, I'm just going to say point. We could be clear to say I move or I make a motion so that triggers me to start typing that because I don't type.
I'll try to remember.
That would just be very helpful. Thank you. Did you second that, Pat?
I second the motion to that Erica made asking her question.
All
okay.
Yeah.
And now maybe I better ask the question again.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. So I had also asked Mr. Glenn if he could address the issue of the multiple minutes that are posted to the website.
You need to speak into the microphone.
Now and in the future, so that anyone who wishes to do a search of what the council does or does not do
can't hear.
Well, I'm pretty much shouting in the machine. I apologize if you cannot hear it.
Speak up.
You need to.
In any event, you want to make certain, as I said earlier, that every document that's considered by the council at an open meeting is available. In terms of agendas and in terms of minutes, the same. If you change them as being proposed in certain things here, then both sets should be kept on the public record and on the city's website. I realize that means the clerk has to maintain that. But the goal here is to ensure that anyone who wants to see it can see it, see what was changed and everything else. Now, Councilman Morgan, am I speaking to the issue you wish, or do you have to modify?
No, that is the issue that I wish spoken to. Thank you.
And I would also know one other thing, that making certain that the agendas are posted on the website and so that people can access them is important. But remembering that the agendas are, in fact, decisions of the council means that there can be amendments at council meetings. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda are the council minutes for August 17th.
There
council
still hasn't been a vote on the May 5th minutes.
Pardon me?
Yeah. We haven't done May 5th.
There's still been no vote on the May 5th minutes.
Right.
Okay.
So I move that we accept the minutes for the amended minutes for the May 5th meeting with the proviso that we just heard here about including the council approved agenda for that meeting. In the minutes.
All right.
Councilmember.
May I translate that? I think what she meant is that she wants to be sure that this agenda or the amended agenda for that meeting is included in those meeting minutes, even though they are not included in the information we have currently. Is that correct?
That is correct. Thank you, Jane.
I second that.
Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now we can move to the August 17th meeting minutes. Councilmember Pepper.
I move to adopt the corrected minutes of the August 17th, 2017 meeting as sent to the council earlier this week. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Councilmember Morgan.
So, and on August 17th meeting, I would make the same proviso about the agenda, the council agenda being included in those minutes.
Councilmember.
Additionally to the other amendments that we see here in front of us.
Okay, a motion has already been passed to include these. You don't need to keep making the same motion over and over again.
Okay.
Okay.
So did you second? Oh, yes. Councilmember, yes. Weber.
So does Councilmember Morgan need to amend that motion?
She doesn't need to amend it because she already made a motion to include the minutes with all the minutes.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah,
and
I'm just going to say just to accept the meeting minutes.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Moving
okay.
On. Okay. I'm on it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the next item on the agenda is consent agenda. Is somebody going to tear all of these apart and review them separately?
Yes, I will move that we take the consent agenda apart and handle the claims vouchers, the payroll, and the minutes from... September 7th individually.
We don't need a motion for that. We can just review the claim checks.
Okay.
So, the claim checks first. I'm pulling from the approved list. The first thing that I have to note is that I didn't write in all the, I inadvertently left out all the invoice numbers. After the first one for these eight RH2 on this list that I've made here for what I'm pulling from the list, but it goes 68453 and sequentially up to 68576 invoices, and that will be the RH2 for $114,418.10, and its claim check number 45356. And the next one I'm pulling, I'm going just going to read up the list now, I guess, is the Kenyan Descend claim check 45336. The next one I want to pull is 45334, which is HWA. The next one is 45312, which is AHBL.
So do you want to make a motion to accept the rest of the claim checks?
I do want to make a motion to accept the rest of the claim checks.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Yes.
All those in favor? Council member.
Well, that's okay. Let's vote.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I'll bring it up later.
So the next item would be the payroll. Do you have a council member, Morgan?
Back to the claim checks. These are, so 45321, 45334, and 45356. These are vouchers that have on them MDART work as part of the work performed by the contractors who hold no valid contract for this work with the City Council of the City of Black Diamond. Under the contracting authority granted in state law, the city may contract and be contracted with by and through its council. Could Attorney Gwen please comment on this provision?
Are you going to make a motion?
If we're talking about general contracting authority, which I believe you are, that...
Please speak up or just ready the mic.
That, by statute, is granted to the council in terms of approving contracts. Now, this is going to be an issue that you discussed before. Okay, maybe I can get down lower, how that sounds. Any event, sometimes being maybe a little taller than some can be a challenge, including if you get a 6'5" door jam. Any event, bottom line on it is it's clear and decisions in other ways that the council has the authority to execute contracts and that is an issue that's before this council, partially because of an ordinance which was adopted some years ago. Now, in this case, as I understand it, the council is exercising authority approving or not approving payment on contracts that is not reviewed and not had the opportunity to approve. That is subject to your authority. Obviously, there is an issue which can be presented. If payments are made that you have not authorized, there's specific provision in your code and specific provisions in statute as to the duties of the elected officials who approved those or issued them. And that probably will come up eventually before this council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Glenn.
Would you like to comment?
I would just say it's usually customary if an attorney is going to give an extensive dissertation about the law that the council waive attorney-client privilege so that the attorney may speak freely without violating the city's attorney-client privilege. That's been my custom.
I can simply indicate that it's not too difficult to look at the statute and to look at your own code as what the sanctions that may be imposed if payments are made contrary to the authority. Enough said.
We've had three attorneys that have said the exact opposite of what you said.
Okay, let's move on.
Mayor.
Next is the payroll.
I'm not finished
let's
yet.
Let's move on with the payroll.
I'm not finished yet. So in light of these comments, Council Member Weber, would you be able to accept contact information for Mr. Williamson from these companies so we can set up a mutually agreeable time for the Finance Committee, that is you and me, to meet with these companies' representatives to discuss what can be done about the situation where we have been withholding payment of vouchers?
I can look into that. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is not your job. Let us look into the payroll.
I move that we accept the payroll.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the minutes for the September 7th meeting.
Mayor.
Councilmember Weber.
I move that we accept the meeting minutes from the council meeting on September 7, 2017.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I don't think we have any department reports. I attended a skateboard South County Area Transportation Board meeting on 9/12 to review the operating procedures for skateboard in Tukwila. And then on Tuesday, 9/17, we had a skateboard South County Air Transportation meeting in SeaTac where we approved the operating procedures, and next they will have to come before council. I did not get the finalized version to bring it to you today, so you would have a copy, but it has to be approved by council, and there's a very short timeline because King County has to approve them after all of the 26 councils and state board approve them. So I was hoping to have them here tonight so you could at least see them ahead of time so we could approve them at the next meeting. As soon as I get them, I will have them sent out to you because we do need to approve them by the end of this month so that they can go in front of the King County Council for them to approve them before the end of the year, and they've only got two meetings left. And I don't think our meeting is going to allow them to have very much time to do it. So,
Mayor?
Councilmember Weber.
Would you have that out between now and our meeting next week? Or is that something we could do?
Yes.
Added
yes.
to the special meeting?
Yep. Okay. Yes. Councilmember Doody is not here. Councilmember Morgan, do you have a report?
I guess I'll have a little tiny report. I've been pretty busy, and it's hard for me to remember back too many days, but yesterday in the evening, I went to the King Conservation District meeting, and mainly we talked about the grants that have been awarded for farming and food, basically, in South King County. There, the Conservation District contribution to that is on the order of $6,500,000. One of the recipients of those grants is really pretty close to us here in Black Diamond. It's down at the buildings that used to be at the Elk Run Golf Course. The King Conservation District has taken some land over there and are turning out food as quickly as they can and trying to educate farmers, new farmers, and these are mostly the children of farmers that are second generation Americans. So it's a real interesting program. We are in the forefront in King County. We are in the forefront of changing the conservation districts that are federal conservation districts and that are handled state by state. We are at the forefront of turning this over from a situation where big mega farmers have been taking all the money into their own little hoppers as sort of a continuing right and trying to democratize that money and bring the growing of food back to small farms and even inner cities. And it may sound pretty weird to a lot of people, but there's a big movement to grow food in elevated gardens right in downtowns of big cities. And one of the things that happens is these little kids who are being raised in pretty tough situations, it's really encouraging to see them get a garden, have someone tell them how to fill it up with dirt and how to put the seeds in and grow the seeds, and to watch these little kids get excited that this is their garden and what they're going to grow there is their food. And now we've gotten into the fall, and so we're at those gardens cooking that food up and bringing it forward about how it is that you make your own way in the world. And it gives these kids an opportunity to start to understand how they can live. That's all.
Councilmember Edelman?
Okay. I've had a busy couple of weeks, too. But it started out on September 9th. Our fire department had a fundraiser for cancer and it was a breakfast. It was a great breakfast. So I went to that. Then I had the public issues committee meeting on the 13th. And the pre-pick meeting, a lot of times they will have a little seminar prior to our actual meeting. And this was on the opioid problem in King County especially, and what a big, big problem it is. And just to get all of the cities starting to work together to see what we can do to help corral that problem. One other thing that came up in the discussion was, I'm sure you're all familiar with the Renton Walmart. It has the distinction of having the highest shoplifting record in the nation. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I know it's shocking.
Then
on the 14th, I met with Councilmember Deedy and the mayor with Mae Miller and went over the vouchers. The three of us still continue to serve lunch to the seniors on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I wanted to let you know that in October at the pre-pick meeting, it's going to be Anne McFarland doing Jurassic Parliament. That's always really fun. It's very interactive. Then there are also for the regional boards for next year, of which at least a couple of you are not going to be involved, but the applications for the regional boards are going to be open in October. So I'm going to get with Councilmember Deedy and see what we need to do to get back on those boards again, because we didn't do it this year. And then last but not least, on October 7th, the Community Center is having their Harvest Moon auction and dinner. It's a prime rib dinner. It's excellent. It's $50 a piece. It's a very worthwhile cause. That is a huge asset in our community, and I would like to encourage all of you to support that. There are still tickets available, I understand. So I filled my table, so I'm happy. Anyway, that's all.
Councilmember Weber.
Last couple weeks, just looking at the budget stuff that's coming up next week. Looking at, you know, past vouchers. I guess the only other thing I want to add is, you know, the whole issue around the serial contracting and not approving those invoices. You know, I had Mae Miller tell me last year at a meeting that, you know, when you get into serial contracts, it's a, you know, red flag to the state auditor. And so, you know, it's about trying to follow the rules, not trying to, you know, shut anything down. So that's all I'm going to say.
Councilmember Pepper.
Yes. Some city priorities and outcomes from the legislative session that just ended. The city-state partnership to maintain critical funding of key services and programs. After years of threatened reductions, state operating budget fully funded traditional state shared revenues at $210 million for 2017-19, including liquor and municipal criminal justice funds. Local authority, respect city local authority to respond to local needs. EHB 2005 passed, requiring all cities to join the state business licensing service by 2022 or file local by 2020 to administer business licenses, but they protected local authority to impose rates and enforce regulations. It also established work groups on a business license threshold and local B&O tax service income tax apportionment. The Arts, Washington State's Arts Commission, they awarded $403,997 to 116 arts organizations. The project support program seeks to expand arts participation in communities across Washington State by providing funding and services to nonprofit arts organizations, arts group, community service groups, local arts agencies, nonprofit organizations, and tribal governments so they may develop and deliver arts events that engage, enrich, unite, and strengthen local and statewide communities. These grants support a diverse array of performance, exhibitions, educational, professional, and economic opportunities, workshops, and arts engagement-related services throughout the state, with intentional efforts to increase participation for audiences and artists located in underserved and rural communities. Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
Something I forgot to say that, back to the community center, on Tuesday, King County Councilman Reagan Dunn came out and presented the community center, Cheryl Hansen, with a new old minivan so that we can
new used.
Gently used Metro Vanpool minivan. Anyway, it's going to be used to take the seniors around. They can now maybe have a little bit more mobility and take them places where they might need to go. But I just wanted to give a shout out to Councilmember Dunn because that's huge for our little community, and it's just a really nice thing for him to do. So, thank you.
And they're going to try to do field trips with some of the seniors, which we've never done in the past before. Councilmember Weber.
Just out of curiosity, will I give them a second van, or is that a replacement for the one they?
It's going to be a replacement because what they do is they get the newer van from King County, mm-hmm. then they sell off the old one that's more aged.
Gotcha.
Do we have an attorney's report, Mr. Linehan?
Not tonight, Mayor.
Okay, it's time for public comments, the second public comments. If you wish to get up and speak, please give your name and your city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Jonna.
Jonna Thompson, Black Diamond. Councilmember Morgan, I'm wondering if you would mind if I just let people know the name of the farm that you were referring to in case people want to look it up. It's called Elk Run Farm, and it's just adjacent to the new Tahoma High School. They do have a Facebook page, and they're always looking for volunteers, so I appreciate you bringing them up. Not so sure about that part that you were talking about, that they were in competition with the big conglomerate farms. My understanding, they came and presented at our Kiwanis Club and talked a lot about their teaching children how to farm and rejuvenating farming. For children and the community. That's really their focus. They're not in competition with. They're not trying to provide food for the masses. They're trying to provide food for the hungry. That's the way I understood it. Is that what you understood?
Somehow you missed something, and let's talk later.
Well, it was just hard to follow you on a couple of times this evening, and so I just thought I would point, that was hard to follow when you were sharing it, so I thought I would just clarify that. That was the name, Elk Run One Farm, if anybody wants to look it up, that would be great. So as we enter into the budget process, I really want to encourage all of the dialogue about changes to the budget to happen when there's opportunity for the public to be involved, so during your work session. I think people were very unhappy last year with the Weber budget, that it was presented after public comment, after all of the process of the fall. So if you do have ideas about things that you want changed, about positions that you want changed, big things that you want done, please do that in the public. I have heard this council say many, many times how important it is to have conversations with the public and have input. So it was very offensive what happened last year with the budget process being presented at the very, very end on December 16th with no opportunity to comment. So please let's not let that happen again. Okay?
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Patrick?
As you pulled different paychecks. Pat Nelson, Black Diamond. Y'all know him, sorry, for the record. As you pull different checks, my question is, did he get paid? Because he's not our attorney. I'm just curious. And not to pay the attorney that we're paying for. We got to pay for other attorneys you guys have brought on that we're not paying for. I'm so excited to see new people come into these seats. I'm not going to get political, Pat, so you can just chill for a second. The city's going a different direction. And the best part is there's at least three people in here that's not going to be coming back. I really hope the people that are looking to fulfill those seats do the exact opposite of what you've done. Thank you.
Leslie?
Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. And I'll have to agree with Brenda Martinez. If you could just be clear when you're starting a motion to say, I move that, and enunciate what it is you're actually moving so that we as the public can understand what business of the city you are trying to conduct. And also, I would just like to make a request as you're moving to make amended minutes, and I know they're not finalized minutes until after you approve the amended minutes, but if in perhaps the council-approved agenda, when you're bringing these amended minutes forward, you might summarize the changes so those of us who have looked at the minutes would be clear on what it is you're changing with your amendment, just so we could be involved as part of that process. I know we wouldn't necessarily be able to speak on it during your motion, but it would just be helpful without having to reread through the minutes again to know what changes were being considered. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session.
She just closed it.
Kristen?
I thought I saw it with her hand up
before. My name is Kristen Bryant. I'm from Bellevue. Thank you, Mayor and Council, for the opportunity to address you this evening. My comment is about the Roberts Drive Road construction project, the water line put in by the developer Oak Point under Roberts, and the finishing up of the construction. On Roberts Drive, most of us have seen that Ginder Creek is a creek that runs right next to the road on the east end of Roberts Drive, and it's got a small shoulder, and the creek's very close to the road. And before the construction, this was a grass-vegetated shoulder. There were sometimes problems during heavy rains where the water on the road could end up, there were parts where there were rivulets where the water would go less filtered by the grass or the shoulder into the stream, and that's, we all know it's a stormwater pollution issue there. But the gravel shoulder currently left there by the developer's Oak Point project is not meeting the terms of the permit granted by the city for that project. The permit required the shoulder to be revegetated. The gravel shoulder there now is worse for the stream because dirt can get trapped in the gravel over time. But when you have a really heavy rainstorm like we had again earlier this week, the water flows so fast that the dirt washes out quickly and it basically gets unfiltered into the stream. Ginder Creek flows to Rock Creek, which flows to Lake Sawyer, and the health of the stream is damaged. And of the fish and of the plants in the lake are damaged by these kinds of pollution events over time. I know the shoulder was previously grass because my father would mow it for the city when he was out mowing his own lawn. So now it's very different. Unfortunately, another thing that happened with this project on Roberts was the city reviewers did allow the project on Roberts to go forward without improvements to stream health that there are many culverts that are fish barriers under Roberts Drive. The city code and the city's reports, such as its storm and surface water plan, recommend fixing these barriers to fish passage when road projects are done. But sadly, we haven't seen this on Roberts Drive. And thank you for the opportunity to address you. I hope that the city will look again at that rocky shoulder and require the developer to meet the terms of their permit. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. We are not going to have an executive session to now. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
This is a record, folks. 1 hour.